So the big question is this: what is life like on tour when you're playing professional golf? Sometimes it's good and sometimes it's tough. That's the question, and this is the podcast that's going to give you the answer. Welcome to Tales of the Tour on Stock Shot Secrets. Welcome back to another episode of Tales of the Tour with my beloved, beautiful wife. How are you doing today, baby?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm great.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going through the journey of traveling and playing mini tour golf. And this next tournament, you know what's so hard about mini tour golf?
Tell me.
You have to shoot really, really,
really
low.
Yeah.
And you make no money even when you shoot really, really
low. Well, even if you shoot really, really low, you don't even make the cut.
Yeah. I mean, you have to play mini tour golf. And for anybody who's like, you know, I have players all the time. They're like, I think I'm going to go turn pro. I go, like, what do you average? And they're like, I don't know. I average like 70. I go, merp. That's not going to take it. Like, you got to like routinely shoot. Like, I was a plus 7 handicap, meaning on average, I would shoot 7 under par at like a home club, like Worthington Hills or whatever. So, like, if you're a plus 3, like, that's a good way to go broke.
Yeah.
So,
good luck.
So where are we at now in our journey?
We are in Wood Creek.
Wood Creek. Now,
Wood Creek, we're staying with the Gregors.
The Gregors. So, Gary Greger was a former NBA player from Portland. He played for the
Phoenix.
He played for the Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, he did? Yeah. I know they lived in Phoenix at one point because we were living in
Arizona.
Time.
Yeah. Do you remember Judy's Skyline, homemade Skyline?
She did. She gave me that recipe book. I have the recipe book still. It was like a church recipe book. Everyone in her church, she had 2 copies. Everyone in her church submitted recipes, and it became like this church recipe book. And I still have the recipe book.
I bet there's a lot of good stuff in there.
I should get that out and really go through. I bet there's some
good humdingers in there.
So she would make us homemade Skyline because they were actually originally from Cincinnati.
Now, for many people, because they're not from Columbus or Cincinnati or Ohio, what describe chef?
This is a good plug for Skyline Chili. Skyline
Chili. You got it. Tell them about what Skyline Chili is
spaghetti with chili on top. But the chili is not like your chili that you would have like as a bowl of chili, like when you're at a tailgate or something. It's more, it has cinnamon or chocolate in it, maybe both. But it's more of like a really savory chili. And
it's not sweet though. It's not like a dessert.
Sweet.
I mean,
I said savory. Yeah. That's not sweet.
Sorry, chef.
Yes, chef.
And it's they put it on top of the spaghetti, and then it's piled with like freshly shredded cheddar cheese, and you can choose to have onions, or you can put like beans on it.
Three-way, four-way, or five-way?
I'm a small four-way. Oh. So a three-way is just chili, cheese, spaghetti. A four-way is chili, cheese, spaghetti. And onions or beans, and I add onions.
And then a five-way
is all the above.
Yeah, I'm a four-way.
Yeah.
I can't take the beans.
Yeah, but the size I get is this big because it's just like you eat it and you're like, okay, there's my calories for the year. It's so good though. I mean, it's a treat. It's like a once, like twice a year treat.
Yeah.
It's tasty. So she made us homemade Skyline.
Yes, which was amazing. And we would go. I remember we went to that week. That's where I remember there was a pond we went and looked at. But then that's where we also met up with Kevin Hall. So Kevin Hall played at Ohio State. Dear friend of mine, actually came to Columbus a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
got a lesson.
Nice
still playing.
Mm-hmm.
He's older than I am. He's probably 42. But Kevin, if you might know Kevin, you might not know Kevin. He's he played on the Nationwide Tour for a little bit. Played a bunch of tour events. He played at Ohio State.
He was in town for the when you played for the Pro-Am during the Memorial.
For the Memorial. They called me out of retirement and said you should play. I was like, okay,
second round of the year, let's go.
Yes, please.
But Kevin's a deaf player. He's deaf. So it was really cool to kind of hang out with him and like learn, you know, what is it? What are, you know, just learning to communicate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was a different experience.
He can read your lips and everything. Yeah. And also his parents will sign for him. But he's a great guy.
Yeah.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, he is.
Cracks
hilarious.
Us up.
Yeah.
It was
so
nice to see him.
So in this event,
Wood Creek.
I'm
back to caddy now. I let you rehire me.
Yeah.
I said,
so you quit last week at Mount
Yeah,
Vintage.
Because you slammed my hand in the bag with a golf club.
Right. Throwing a temper tantrum like a 3-year-old.
Yeah. So I said, listen, I'll caddy for you again. because I love you and I'm committed wife. But you pull that again and you're done.
So now I've only fired you once and you've quit
once. You fired me in Onion Creek and I have now quit once. Rightfully so.
Yeah, I get it. No judgment.
So Wood Creek is a very hilly course.
Yep.
Right there kind of on a little lake, right?
Elgin, South Carolina.
Elgin, South Carolina. Right there on a little lake. Really pretty course.
Great spot.
Mm-hmm.
Home of Jonathan Bird.
Oh, Bird.
Jay Bird. So we're on hole, we're playing, and we are on hole, this is hole 16 on the back side.
Yeah.
I think it's 16. Wait, 18, 17, 16, 15. 15,
and you're in a
15, I think.
Deep bunker on the left.
Deep bunker on the left.
Trying to, I mean, it's,
what did
it's
I
deep.
Shoot this week? Because it'll probably tell why my attitude was salty.
Wood Creek, you tied for 54th. You shot 73, 67, 70, 72.
Yeah, so that's
you
the
had
thing.
A 67
like,
in there.
But it's like you shoot those, like most people like listening, but that'd be great. I'm like, good play. That's I'm dead broke. Like
yeah.
I spent, well, the entry fees were $1,400 plus car stuff, call yeah. that $200 plus food. $50, we had $40 a day between us to eat,
mm-hmm.
right? So times seven.
Which is always pretty easy because a lot of times you had dinner with your family.
Yeah, so that was 210.
Stuff.
So now we're at 1800 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you know, practice rounds, yardage books, yada, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
You're about 2500 bucks for the week. And I make the cut, finish 54th, which would have been a paycheck of about $700.
Mm.
So we're in the hole 1800 bucks. Hey,
yeah.
Way to go.
Go team.
That wouldn't work good
no.
for a for-profit company.
No. It would not.
Leslie's now our CFO at the Golf Room, so she's managing all the books and the HR. So, hey, guys, I hope you are enjoying this episode of the Stock Shot Secrets podcast. If you are enjoying it, be sure to like this episode. Be sure to subscribe so you can always see when they are coming out. And most importantly, if you would be so kind to be able to share this podcast with other passionate golfers who are trying to get better and build stock shots, because it grows through you sharing it. Thank you so much for tuning in. And now back to Stock Shot Secrets. So we are playing. So I can see why I'm salty, but we're playing. We're on hole 15. Hit it left. Leslie puts down the bag. Luckily, I should have known better because we just had a little debacle the week before this. But
yeah,
I hit a drive. Why don't you tell the story
from
your perspective?
I didn't really know what I would say. Like, obviously, I know what a penalty is, but like what constituted? Is that a word? Yeah. Why does that sound weird?
What constitutes?
What constitutes an actual penalty? Like, I don't know the rules of golf.
Right.
So I set the bag down. He heads down into the bunker. Hits the ball. The ball like rolls up because it's a super deep bunker. You know what it reminds me of? What's the I think it's a course over in Europe, maybe Scotland, that has like the really
St.
deep.
Andrew.
Yeah. This wasn't like that, but yeah. It was, I mean, yeah. It was deep. I mean, you're hitting up and you really can't even see where you're hitting.
Right.
It hits the lip and rolls, hits the lip, comes back and hits the golf bag.
Yep.
Which is a penalty.
I'm like, what are you doing? Stop. What are you doing? The ball, you're standing right there. Let the ball. And so what?
Had you hit it right, I would not have been in the way.
And you look at me, you go, how about you just don't suck?
Yeah.
And get it out of the bunker.
Yell at me like that on the golf course? Who do you think you are?
I don't know.
So he was penalized.
Yeah. And I was, remember, look, I mean, getting penalty and like looking like you were standing exactly where you're supposed to stand.
I know. Had you hit the shot, like you should have.
It
like
just
you
goes,
had been a,
it's interesting yeah. though, like in regards to, and it's also probably one of the reasons why I love teaching golf. And I always say that golf is the conduit to like work on matters of the heart.
Yeah.
It's amazing what will happen to a player's, it's amazing what happens to a player's heart and like what happens in the heat of battle.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, you know, I mean, you can validate. Like, we've been married, like, what, 47 years? How long have we been married?
I think we'll be 16 this year.
But we've been together 21.
Yeah.
And in 21, I've never yelled at you, like, ever.
Yeah. You don't raise your voice.
Ever.
There's enough crazy from me for the both of us.
I've never yelled at you once, but yet, what if I hit the ball out of the bunker and it's a penalty, something will spark.
Yeah.
Right? And it's, like, it's amazing. Like, I remember, like, even for me... And that's kind of the same thing with like the Matt Harmon story a couple episodes back where it's like, hey, man, if you say this, like you can say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yeah, you know what? I need to work on that with my heart. Like, you know, and that's just like personal skills, right?
Yeah.
And then it's the same thing I remember going back, not to get into like all my bad stuff, but it is what it is. I'm all right sharing. But, like, the same thing I remember thinking, like, having one of my men, Ben, actually, and this was who was just in town, one of my best friends, Ben Bose, and we were talking about, like, even, like, raking the bunker.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would rake the bunker, of course, like, after I'd hit, but it was just like a rake, okay, I raked it and then leave. And it was like, no, bro, like, you have other players behind you.
Yeah.
Like, they're coming in. Like, you need to be methodical. And I was so worried about being put on the clock. Yeah. I was like, that's just like a narcissistic, like, you're not putting others' interests in front of your own. Like, you're not fulfilling Philippians 2. Like, it was like, oh, like, I don't need, that's not what I want. That's not my heart.
Yeah.
But it's amazing how golf can pull, like, all of those things out to really, if you let it, to, like, work on the things inside your character and your heart to, like, better yourself. So,
yeah.
That
was the first penalty you got because of me. The first of two.
Where was the second one?
Dothan, Alabama. We'll talk about that when we hit up Dothan, Alabama, I think, in the next year.
Yeah, I got to remember that one. So,
oh, you were mad there. You weren't happy.
Yeah.
Which this was another penalty. Like, I probably should have known the rules of golf.
I think is that another bunker one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to remember.
Okay. I probably should have known the rules of golf. I was always so terrified of, like, making the wrong move or, like, specifically, like, on the green.
Yeah.
Walking where everyone's
and to think about this,
are.
Right? Like, this is what's tough about it is you're going and you're playing at Wood Creek. You shoot, what is that? What's the total score at Wood Creek?
282.
So you shoot 6 under par
mm-hmm.
for the 4 days, which is not great, right? But it is what it is. You're in the hole $1,700. You get done on Sunday. Now we have to drive all the way to Miami, Oklahoma. I mean, how long is that drive? Let's look at this.
Wood Creek is Elgin to Oklahoma.
Yeah, Elgin.
But you played pretty well. I wonder what day. You shot 73 on that first day. I wonder if that was the day that was the penalty. I mean, that's still pretty good for having a penalty in there.
Yeah, I mean, one penalty is not going to, like, change your...
I know, but still.
15 hours and 13 minutes.
Ooh.
Goodness, man.
Hot dog.
So you get done on Sunday.
So wait, we had a week in between.
Okay, well, that's nice.
This ended on the 11th, and then Miami was September 18th, so we probably went back to Ohio.
So then, yeah, but even so, then we go from...
Which made sense, because we went back to Ohio, and then we hit up Miami on our way back to AZ, because the next tournament after that was at Raven Verado,
okay,
which was an All-American tour, so that was back home.
Yeah, so then, yeah, so we went South Carolina to Ohio Sunday mm-hmm. night. Stayed in Ohio for a week and then drove, which is still 15 hours from Ohio.
Yeah.
Because we did that in one shot.
Yeah.
Which is, like, so much driving. Mm-hmm. I could usually do about 8 to 10 hours. 8 seems short. 10 was a lot. 6 was a breeze.
I think Miami, Oklahoma was, like, right. It was actually very close to where we would always kind of stop. Yeah. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, because you'd go through Joplin and then over.
Yes. There. That's where I was thinking. Because that's
solid
when.
Solid Cheddar's.
Well, we went to Cheddar's. I remember going to Cheddar's with some friends who we have a... There's a big story in Peoria.
So with Miami, because it kind of goes into it, we're talking about this. So Miami, I had a Miami.
Miami, Oklahoma.
I think
the course is called Peoria Ridge.
And
it's...
And that, like, what's the scores in Miami?
Miami, 65-65, 74-67. You tied for seventh.
So a bunch of 67s and a 74, which puts you...
271.
271. So that's like 17 under par, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
I don't know. I don't know what par was for this course.
Yeah, 288. Yeah. So, but, you know, the point being is you do that and it's like, okay, well, now you make seventh and now it's, I don't know, I might have made a couple $1,000.
Yeah, seventh was probably around.
But Miami was interesting. So what's the story that you were just talking about and what happened in Miami?
So I was full on caddying. I feel like this was like the height of your slow playing too, because this is... Robert, do you remember Robert?
Yeah, Robert Stroh.
No.
Oh.
Robert, the,
Leslie, you got a little firecracker in you, Leslie.
Yeah, this was that course when he said that. I loved Robert. Right. He loved me. We loved each other. He was awesome.
And unfortunately, he was around a lot because
he was. We got to know the rules officials really well. So Peoria Ridge was, this was hosted by the local, Native American casino.
Yep.
What was that called? The casino. Big Bear or something.
Casino, Miami Casino.
Yeah, okay. So I remember one night they hosted us.
Buffalo Ridge.
Buffalo Ridge.
Bingo.
So they hosted us there and they had like a poker tournament.
Yep.
One night there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I remember just sitting around twiddling my thumbs because I was like,
ugh, we couldn't have. I'm like, who can play $5 poker?
You could make big money though at this. It was only for the players of the tournament.
If you had
and
money.
And like sponsors, yeah. So,
need to play poker, you need to have money.
Yeah. So we stayed with a family right there that lived around the golf course.
Yep.
Super nice. He was like a woodworker. Do you remember he gave me that little sugar bowl? And I still have it.
Yep.
It was beautiful. And so we head out
to play.
I don't know what day this is, but we're playing with another couple. We're playing with, obviously he's playing with two other guys.
This player is on the PGA Tour.
Player is on the PGA Tour right now. So if you know who you are, I remember this.
They won't, but we do.
Okay. I've told this story at work and I've told our employees who this individual is anyways. So, again, there's not a whole lot of wives traveling or caddying, but this couple traveled a lot. We were friends with them. We actually went to Cheddar's this week with them and hung out with them here and there. They were not part of, like, our core group of friends. For some reason, our core group did not come to this tournament.
Because it's so far.
Because it was so far.
It's Miami, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And you had to shoot 17 under par and still get seventh.
Yeah. So I don't know what day of the tournament this is, but I remember the green. It was right there kind of by the clubhouse.
Yep.
And her and I are both caddying. And he makes a putt. And I am not athletic, but for some reason.
He hit the green.
Hold on. When you were done putting, you get your ball out, you'd throw your ball to me.
And you...
I caught the ball every single time. I never missed the ball.
Yeah, and I would do things. I tried to bring it, smack it.
Yeah.
And you'd be like...
I had good coordination for some reason with the golf ball.
Spider woman.
Yeah, anyways. So he makes his hole, or he makes a shot into the hole, goes and gets his ball out. Instead of throwing it to his wife, he rolls it. And I said to Kyle after we were done with the hole.
I thought it was a rolling from when he hit the green. He gave it to her and then she rolled it back.
No, he rolled it to her.
Oh,
and I said to you after, because I was always so nervous when you threw me the ball like that, I would like drop the ball and then like be all disruptive. So I said to you after that hole, I said, hey, he just rolled the ball to her. Can you just roll the ball to me? Because that just seems like it's like a lot easier. And you're like, hell no, that's testing the greens.
Yeah. And I know that because I got busted in my senior year of the high school tournament at Ohio State.
Okay.
It was 1, 2, 3. I hit the green on 3. I had a long putt. There was tons of leaves on the green, like tons. And they didn't blow the green, so like they were just pounded with leaves. So out of like not trying to cheat, I had marked my ball, and then I had walked. I had a big long putt. I remember the pin was in the front. I was in the back. I took my ball and just kind of like tossed it towards my marker. So I knew where the marker was at because I had no clue.
Okay.
And the rules official was like, nope. Bing. I was like, what? Like, that sucks.
It's testing the greens.
He's like, yeah, man, you just tested the greens. I'm like, son of a biscuit.
You know what? I didn't tell you after that hole. I told you after the tournament was done. This was the last day. And I had told you after the tournament was done because otherwise you would have said to him, dude, you rolled the ball. Yeah. But if you are still out there and you're on tour, and if you went to Cheddar's with us that week in Miami, Oklahoma, you should have been penalized for that.
I think you played good that week too.
Note to self.
Yeah. So then after that, now we drive.
But you're also on PGA Tour.
Here we are on the podcast.
Reminiscing about our days. But I know who you are.
Yeah.
So after that, we went back to AZ.
Yeah,
and you play in small American tour
did
events.
Do you remember? Well, did we stop? Was that where we had the best pizza ever?
No.
Did we stop at Santa Fe?
We did not. Santa Fe was in 2012.
Oh, okay, so we just hauled it right back.
We hauled it right back. This was our. I mean, I don't really remember this time off. You played in a lot of all American tour events. We did. We come to the first of the year then, and that's when I head with you to Hawaii, which was fun, but. Yeah. It was pretty low key. You played in just a handful of tournaments. I'm sure we went to Seattle, went back home for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's leave there and we can come back to now the start of 2012.
Yeah.
And another episode of Tales from the Tour.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to the latest episode of the Stock Shot Secrets. Now, I want to give you a special opportunity where you and I can chat individually by just simply texting the following number. And you can ask any question under the sun about anything relative to your game or your skill, body, mind, whatever it is. So just text me at 614-541-1988. That's 614-541-1988. Subscribe to our text line, and then you can be in the special Stock Shot community where we can talk about everything under the sun regarding stock shots.